Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight we're talking about propaganda. We're talking about what the progressives, what the socialists are doing to the American people, to us, to our children. Gosh, you know, it's crazy. Every time you start to think that maybe we're getting past all this, or maybe we are. Maybe it's just wishful thinking. That's what I'm starting to think. I would like to think that we Americans are not so naive to be hoodwinked so easily. Hoodwinked is, if you don't know what hoodwinked means, just basically means deceived. Tonight on the Duke Machado Show, we're going to talk about the deception. We're going to talk about the intent of liberal propaganda. And, of course, I'm going to provide some facts and definitions. And, of course, I will provide some commentary. So before we get started, I have to plug a couple things. Please go to my Facebook page, check out The Duke Machado Show, like it. Follow me on Twitter at DukeMachado1. Just trying to bring some dialogue, some nightly dialogue recap with a different twist on politics and, I don't know, just issues that affect us personally at home. Whenever I talk to someone who obviously has been eating from the propaganda tree, it's pretty easy to tell. There are certain facts that evade them. There are certain realities that they have never even considered. When we talk about progressives, socialism, those who are aware of what those terms mean, what the intent of socialism is, the people who promote socialism, you know, who they are, why they promote it, it's easy for us to see it. But for someone who's been force-fed from the beginning of their education system, you know, all the media, all the spin, they see one side of a story. They see the side that the socialists and progressives want them to see. Why is that? Because in this country, the media is dominated by liberals, progressives, people who like the concept of socialism. Well, they kind of like the concept of capitalism because they like to make money, but they want everyone else to have to succumb to them and their power. So everyone else needs to live in the equality phase. And that's another term we're going to talk about. But for them, they live in the elite. They live among the elite. You watch the shows of, oh, I can't remember that show, with the mask and anarchy. You have all the people that are so easily moved to marching. You've got organizations like the Black Panthers. You have Code Pink, which we haven't seen Code Pink anywhere. It's funny how all of a sudden Democrats are in power and Code Pink goes away. You have all the environmental activists. You have everywhere you look, there is propaganda. There is media. There is news, fabricated news, a lot of times. And the purpose of this information is to get you to think a certain way. Now let's look at the definition, and I always like to start with the basics here. Propaganda. According to our friend Google, propaganda is, it says, number one, derogatory. Information, especially of a biased or misleading nature, used to promote or publicize a particular political cause or point of view. And in quotes, it says, as an example, he was charged with distributing enemy propaganda. Enemy propaganda, I know that people will say, well, how can we be enemy? We're American citizens just like you. We may want a certain way of life that's different than what you want. That doesn't make us the enemy. It's America. It's a free country. We have free will. We can make decisions and do things. And if we want to turn this country into a socialist country, then we have the ability to try to transform it into a socialist country, and there's nothing you can do to stop it. That's how you get Bernie Sanders. That's how you get Hillary Clinton. They operate within our system, get to know it well enough so that they can change it. Not for our benefit, but for their benefit. The only way they can do this little shell game, it has to be a shell game because if, well, now they're getting so bold, they're doing it out in plain sight. But normally they have to convince the American people of a certain thought, a certain point of view, a propaganda starts in our schools. It starts with convincing children that it is okay to have that it's completely normal and that you should not look at it in a negative way, that if two men are married or two women are married, that is completely normal. That it doesn't violate any sort of religious beliefs. And even if it does, it's not their problem, it's your problem. Because you're wrong to think this way. So now everyone is afraid to call gay people gay. People, they fear a retaliation from attorneys. They feel retaliation from organizations and activists. So they kind of whip people into shape. Commercials nowadays, I notice more commercials show gay couples doing things as just normalness. And it's not by accident that they have chosen two gay women to pose as a normal family. They're doing it because they are trying to shape and promote a particular political cause or point of view. Now, it's not cheap to do this. It costs billions and billions of dollars every year, and it continues every year. It takes deep pockets to make something like this stick. You have to be, number one, willing to be on that side. And anyone who claims, like Bernie Sanders, to be a Democrat socialist, I guarantee you does not see things the way you do. Maybe you're a misinformed voter, or I'd say uninformed, underinformed. Maybe you just don't care. Maybe you could care less about our future. Maybe you're one of those kind of people that says, ah, the hell with it. We're all going to die soon anyway, so whatever happens, happens. Well, if that's you, then you have bought into the propaganda that has been fed to you for the last 30, 40, 50 years. They got you right where they want you. Inactive, uninvolved, and afraid to get involved, afraid to take action. How do they continue to do this? So they have a war on women, supposed war on women in the Republican Party, which is a bunch of BS. There's no war on women. Republicans don't hate women. Give me a break, Democrat, socialist, propagandists. You can't come up with a better story or a defense of your position. So what you do is try to convince everyone else that we hate women, that we want to go to war with women. And you know what's crazy is it's kind of like whatever they crank out of their little jukebox, everyone on their side is anxious to hear it. They don't question. It may not make any sense, but they think to question them looks stupid. And they don't want to look stupid, so they're just going to continue to go along with something stupid. They're going to continue to be stupid rather than to be perceived as being stupid. Now, it's not a real rational statement. I know my daughter would say that I shouldn't call people stupid. But, you know, I always think of the saying by Forrest Gump, Tom Hanks, whoever wrote that line, which is probably more propaganda. Stupid is and stupid does. And, you know, when you have people who you present facts, you present truth, you present eyewitness testimony, and it doesn't matter, they still say, hands up, don't shoot. They still, in their minds, believe that Michael Brown was standing on his own with his hands in the air, pleading with the officer not to shoot him. They will never, no matter how many facts come out, change that position. Now, why is that? Why aren't they willing to accept the truth? Those are the questions that I ask myself. Surely a rational person, like when they had all the testimony, people describing the situation, and no one validated the hands up, don't shoot comment. This is in court where it matters. And yet you still have large portions of the black community standing behind the statement that he had his hands up and was saying, don't shoot. They believe it. It was drilled into their head. They want to believe it. Aside from that, there were protests. There were organizations that immediately attended. There were, the thing that I noticed the most, the signs were already printed and distributed. Don't you know that someone somewhere who hates this country is using all of these people as pawns to promote their agenda, and the actual people doing the dirty work are seeing no benefits? They may go down in history as the idiot stealing TVs from their local business. They may go down as the one making the statements about killing police. They think that it's cool. They think they're part of a big movement. A lot of them are paid operatives. They're getting paid to cause chaos. Same type of people who are getting paid in the Occupy movement. These people, hook, line, and sinker, are all in for socialism. They bought in. And you know what? They don't even really know what socialism is. They think socialism is equality. They think socialism is a way to get even with the rich. It's funny, they're asking for something that if it happens, they will be absolute, dismal, miserable life. I've heard stories, I've talked to people who lived in socialist, communist countries. You think you've got a problem with police now? Wait till they're unleashed. Wait till there are no consequences. You think right now, I hear a lot of black people say that white police are racist. I've even heard them say black police are racist against their own people. But we still have law and order, and we still want to eliminate any bad cop. We still do not see that as a positive trait for police officers. So if there's ever truly a situation where we have one of those bad cops, they're gone. They get eliminated. But just imagine in a socialist country where basically we're a police state and the police have all the power and no consequences. They come to your house, they knock on your door in the middle of the night, they want to ask you some questions about something they heard. Try to resist. Try to act stupid. Try to say you're going to call your lawyer. Do you think they care about you and your lawyer? They're above the law. In a socialist country, they can take you and put you away and you disappear. Look what's happening here in this country. You've got this movement, I've heard it. I don't know any truth about it, or I really don't know, but we've all heard the Jade Helm conspiracy. They see all these buildings that are built up to house hundreds of thousands of people, built with fences and razor wire and high security. Well, I don't know what these buildings are actually going to be used for. But when I think of history, and I think of socialism in our history, you don't have to go too far back to see examples of the stages of socialism. Now, let's go back to the Nazi days. I'm not even going to mention Hitler yet. I'm just going to say Nazism, because Nazis were national socialists, just like Bernie Sanders says he is. Democrat Bernie Sanders, that is. So socialists know that you can't just force people, you can't force thinking people to do things that don't make sense. So if the majority of the population is the kind of people, or are the kind of people who think things through, in this country, you know, we have the right to bear arms, own guns. If someone were to come today and say all Christians or all Jews or all Republicans or whatever they want to say, from this day forward, you can no longer own property. You can no longer own a business. In fact, we're going to be moving you to a camp. We'd say, no way in hell, bring it on, and let's see you try. But if you slowly infiltrate the education system, change the minds of young people, convince them of a different way of life, a new society, convince them that it's better to be average. It's better to have everyone average than have some excel and some fail. Now we have trophies for everyone. Now everyone gets a medal for participating. It doesn't even matter to come in first or second. There's no distinction. There's no significance. Even when you're entering college and applying for entrance into a prestigious college, it doesn't even matter that you have the best grades. If you grew up in a poor neighborhood, poor zip code, or a broken family, or you're black or Hispanic or minority, you get extra points. You can score bad, it doesn't matter. We're gonna make it up to you. We're really sorry as a university, University of Texas, Texas A&M, you know, pretty much every college. I'm just rattling off a few here in Texas. Pretty much every college has criteria that grants additional points to people who are supposedly disadvantaged some way. Our education system is the battleground from kindergarten through college diploma. Liberals and progressives run the halls, plan the agendas, hire the professors. They're in deep, and they're embedded deeply, and they're committed. They're committed to altering this country. Like I said, I was going to talk a little bit about Nazism. For those who don't know or may not remember, Adolf Hitler came to power at a time when there was a lot of unrest, when the economy was in shambles, in Germany when racial tension was extremely high. Hopes were down. They had just lost World War I and were suffering. The people were in real bad shape. And so he took advantage of them. And he used henchmen, people who were willing to do whatever he asked them to do, including killing opposition members. He began to indoctrinate their youth. Boys and girls would enter at 10 years of age, and they would become part of the Hitler Youth program. They would spend 4 to 8 years with other Hitler youth. They would see images of Adolf Hitler every day. They would talk about Adolf Hitler as the great leader that he was for them. All their textbooks included heroic stories of Adolf Hitler. Their goal is to convince the youth to follow him. No matter how irrational he was sounding, they would follow him. They would be loyal to him. And that's a big difference between socialism and what we have here in America, capitalism, freedom, democracy, republics. Here in this country, we say that we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the help of the Almighty. That if it wasn't God and his hand of divine intervention, this country would not exist. The United States. I feel the last true hope on the planet for freedom. We don't follow individuals like gods. We follow God. And if you allow yourself to continue to support socialism, progressivism, and their propaganda and the Democrat Party, then you're agreeing to live in a society that Adolf Hitler would have loved. If that's you, more power to you. You are my friend. And I hope others who recognize you point you out. Tomorrow night we have Dr. Wallaloo. He's going to be here. We're talking about the Middle East and all the tension that's building over there. What's going to happen? What does it mean to be from over there? What does it mean? What are the Saudis doing? What's a Sunni? What are Wahhabis? I don't know. We're going to find out. Why are they all upset at each other? He's going to break it down for us tomorrow night, 10 p.m. We'll see you then.